You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my very special guest is Rebecca A. Hilly, and she is a licensed massage therapist, and she's also certified in lymphatic drainage. And we're going to learn a little bit about her company, Living Energy Center. And Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here.
You're very welcome. Okay, Living Energy Center, what are you helping the people with?
Well, if you go to my website, Living Energy Bodywork, what you'll see is that everything I do focuses on clearing chronic inflammation. And I've been, on the scene for over 40 years and have a lot of different certifications and education in holistic health, well-being, stress management. I started meditating when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And learned about the fight-flight stress response and the damaging effects of that and how that creates and is part of the whole disease cycle that we're, as human beings, all dealing with, and how the stress impacts our immune system and shuts down, compromises the lymphatic system. So everything I do is about opening up vasodilation or circulation. And we actually have two divisions of our circulatory system, which really isn't recognized in most health practices. And those two divisions are cardiovascular and lymphatic. And you cannot separate them. Wherever there's a blood vessel, there's a lymphatic vessel. And when the body goes into a stress response because of trauma, pollutants, emotional response, it doesn't matter what the stress is. It has the same reaction of releasing stress hormones and shifting the body's chemistry and then contracting it. And that's when circulation or vasodilation slows down and there's a buildup in the interstitial fluid of cellular waste that the lymphatic system, which is our waste disposal system,
right,
cannot clear. So it's a cutting edge work, and I use a lot of energy modalities because that triggers the body's vasodilation response.
Would that be like the brain tap? Like what is that?
Yeah, so what I combine several different modalities.
Right.
And each session is focused on, where you're at right now. And, your pain levels, your stiffness, your stress levels, whatever's going on. And so I have a few different modalities to tap into. I'm a licensed massage therapist and manual lymphatic drainage and polarity energy balancing. So I do a lot of the hands-on stuff. And I also use LED light therapy and encourage my clients to have LED lights at their home for self-care. Everything I do is about self-care as well, because you have to manage the lymphatics on a daily level.
Right.
So LED lights you can place on different lymphatic points, different pain areas. And then there's the brain tap, which is based in biofeedback. Basically, it's a guided visualization with LED lights that It's a headset that drops over your eyes. And in a 20-minute session, through the guided visualization and then the technology, where this it's there are algorithms that actually can drop the person out of that fight flight response and into that deep parasympathetic relaxation response. And in a 20 minute session, it alters that brainwave response to that of someone who is a meditator and has been meditating for 30 years, because meditation is a practice of turning off the stress response and activating the relaxation response. Then I also use the power plate, which is it's used a lot in sports teams, athletic teams, sports clubs, rehab centers. It's a medical device, and the technology actually came out of the NASA Space Center. The cosmonauts use power plate energy vibration, and they also brought up the LED lights. And it turns out that NASA now has the largest body of research for both LED lights and power plate.
Wow.
But again, it's working with, yeah, if you go to the NASA website, you'll find all of this research, or go to any, you know, big research website. So anyway, what's happening with all of these technologies and essential oils and the lymphatic drainage is that, and sound therapy, I have a sound table. I've been collecting stuff for a while, but I have a sound table that the person lies on, and mm-hmm. there's four different transducers, and I have these MP3 player music tapes that these sound healers from Maui put together. And so the table vibrates, and you also can listen to the sound healing vibrations. So light, the way the body communicates on a cellular level is through light and sound frequencies. And you can talk to Einstein about that, but we won't get into it right now. But this is quantum healing, and it's all about activating the molecule of life, which is known as nitric oxide, not nitrous oxide. It's nitric oxide. And that is the body's vasodilator. And it's found in all of the cells, any kind of vessel that moves anything through it, like blood, lymph,
right, yeah,
or digestive system. So nitric oxide is the body's vasodilator, and it's directly controlled by our nervous system. So when our body contracts in that stress response, our nitric oxide levels diminish. When our body expands in that relaxation response, nitric oxide levels increase. So there's a direct relationship between stress levels, aging, and our nitric oxide levels. This is another huge piece of research, and the researchers that, you know, distinguished this molecule received the Nobel Prize for Medicine or Physiology in 1998. There's some great YouTube pieces on nitric oxide, and it also was one of the biggest breakthroughs in cardiovascular health. Because when we're going through stress, we know that that compromises the circulatory system. And then there's plaque buildup or weakening of that circulatory system, both cardiovascular and lymphatic. And it also, another where the money was with the research, because you got to follow the money, was in Viagra. And
right.
It turns out that high stress levels diminish libido. So when you increase nitric oxide levels, you're increasing overall well-being, which includes your sexual drive. It makes sense.
Now, Rebecca, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to give you the opportunity. Where can people find all this wonderful work that you're doing with Living Energy Center? Would you have a Facebook page or a website? Where can people find you?
Yeah, I would go to my website. It's livingenergybodywork.com. That's livingenergybodywork.com. And I have a Facebook page that I'm not a big Facebooker, so I'm developing it. And that's Living Energy Center on Facebook. And I'm located in Park City, Utah. And I do have people that come here and, stay and work with me to clear chronic inflammation.
Fantastic.
And it's pretty exciting work.
Unbelievable work. Rebecca A. Hilly, thank you so much for coming on and just giving us a little insight into your professional world. It's been a pleasure, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.